Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, everyone. Here we are, our last week of the Lord's Prayer series, where we're speaking how Jesus teaches us to pray like this. He teaches us how not to pray. Weeks ago, we talked about that Jesus says, don't manufacture your prayer life. Don't feel the pressure to be religious. You don't have to hit some sort of word count and speak in some fancy language. He says, get rid of all of that. And I want you to pray like this. And he starts off by teaching, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Over the weeks, we have touched on so many areas that I really do hope have helped shift and enrich and advance your prayer life. I hope that in some way, each one of us have taken another step of hungering for prayer, having power in our prayer, having a passion in our prayer. And today we're bringing it home with our final week. Hey, next week is Father's Day. A little bit of a reminder, get shopping for dad. Make sure you honor any man, any mentor that has put into your life. And then the week after that, we've got a great word online from Pastor Steve Penny. And then we're into a great new series that I'm so looking forward to. But today we're speaking about, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, a lot of prayer, if you think about it, is asking for. It's us with our weaknesses and our needs and our desperate moments coming to God and saying, God, I'm asking for. God, I'm believing for. God, you've got a promise for my life for. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen me. I pray that you would forgive me. I pray that you would bless me. I pray that you would help me. And in all of this, it's in some ways, if you like, a bit of a one-way transaction. It's our loving Heavenly Father looking after us and supplying to us and doing what a loving Father does to strengthen, love, look after His children. And that's why I think it is so important to remember that prayer flows from and to relationship. But in all of this, what can we give God? A lot of prayer is about, Lord, what you can give to me, and they are legitimate and important prayers to pray. But Lord, in it all, in this relationship that is made possible through salvation in Jesus, what can I give you? And today I want to speak about the power and the prayer of praise. Forever and ever, Jesus teaches us at the end, forever and ever, yours is the power, yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, forever and ever. Amen. With all these prayers that Jesus teaches us to pray, he brings it home with reminding us that praise and worship of our Heavenly Father, praise and worship of our God is something that we will do forever. Praise is not one way. Something you can give God in your prayer life is the power of praise. What is praise? If I say that word to you, I think a lot of people would have different kind of word associations. Is praise a fast song that we sing in church? Well, I think praise is so much more than that. Praise is a declaration of faith. Praise is a declaration of trust. Praise is a declaration of truth. Praise is a declaration of revelation. Praise lifts our faith. Praise lifts our soul. Praise challenges our flesh and our weaknesses. Praise guides our emotion. Friends, no matter what you're feeling, you have the power of praise. You could be in your darkest moment and you can turn to God and say, Lord, I give you the kingdom. Lord, I give you the glory. Lord, I give you the honor. Lord, I give you the power. And your heart and your soul, as stubborn as they are, as transfixed as they are on a problem, will, if you continue to praise, start to lift. We'll start to turn. We'll start to get up and start to realize that you are not designed for problems. You are not designed for despair. You are not designed for depression. You are not designed for sin, but you are designed to be in relationship with your Heavenly Father. Amen. So today I want to speak about the power of praise. You know, Psalms teaches us that your praise will constantly be on my lips. Does that mean that we walk around in some trance singing praise songs constantly? No, I just think it means that our hearts are always in a posture that are bringing glory to God. That if it's in our work, if it's in our relationships, if it's in our language, if it's in our song, that we are people who constantly have a posture, a passion, and you know what? A decision to bring a sacrifice of praise to our God. So three things that Jesus says, bring your praise in. Three things that Jesus says when he's teaching us how to pray that we're going to do forever and ever. He says, I want you to bring these three things to your God. Number one, it says, your kingdom. Lord, I praise your kingdom. Lord, you get, you know, one of the most powerful and I think life-changing things you can pray is, Lord, you get me. Lord, I give you my life. Lord, I give you me. Now, so often we pray, and a lot of people have different revelations of God, and I think our life's journey is getting more and more revelation of who God is. If you like, God is a diamond, and you see him from different facets. You see different perspectives, different expressions, different dynamics of who God is, and it is an adventure of discovering God. But some people have a revelation. They call God their friend. Amen. That's true. God is your friend. Some people pray God, see God as their savior, and he is your savior. He saved you from your sin. You are free from condemnation, from shame, from guilt. If you don't know Jesus, today open your heart and give your heart to Jesus, and you can call him savior. Our God is a friend. Our God is a savior. Our God is a healer. No matter where we are, whether it's sickness in our heart, sickness in our bodies, sickness in relationships, no matter what it is, God is our healer. And amen, he will heal you and he won't leave you in a broken, sick way. But one aspect that's so important to see of God and to understand that we need this aspect of God is that our God is Lord. Lord, I thank you that you're my friend and I have that friendship, that vulnerability, that openness with you. I thank you that you are my savior, that I give you praise and gratitude and honor for saving me, rescuing me from my sin. Lord, I thank you that you're my healer, that at any place, in any stage, I can come to you and find healing in you. But also, Lord, I thank you that you are my Lord. I thank you that you are King. I thank you that you are in control. You are not someone that I pick and choose. You are not someone that I add to my life. You are not someone that I can come to when I feel like it and leave when I don't feel like it. Lord, I treat you as King. Lord, I thank you that you are my Lord and King. Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We should seek his friendship, seek his salvation, seek his healing. But Matthew 6:33 says, but first seek his kingdom. Seek what it is to be submitted to and following and honoring and giving your heart and your life to following Jesus. Your life will never be the same. The Bible says that we are not citizens of earth. We live here for a while, but we are citizens of heaven. You are at your best and designed to be in his kingdom, following his culture, his language, his ambitions, his priorities, his DNA. You are a citizen of heaven. It says that you are an ambassador, that when you go into a place that is sick, or a place that has poverty, or a place that has anger, or a place that has frustration, you don't belong to that kingdom. You are an ambassador of your king, and you bring his culture to those places. That's why we can go with confidence and boldness and with a sense of mission that I am representing my heavenly father. I am representing my king. Lord, in our prayer life, we give you the kingdom. You are in control. We pray, Lord, I won't wrestle you, but I will worship you. Lord, I won't struggle with you, but I will sing to you. Lord, I won't be selfish, but I will be serving. Friends, in our prayer life, forever and ever, remember that God is your friend, he's your savior, he's your healer, and he is your king. Lord, I praise you and I give you control. Number two, Lord, I thank you that we give you the kingdom and we give you the power. Everyone think of that word, power. It's an incredible word with so much in it. But you know, the truth is that our God is able. In Ephesians 3, 20 to 21, in the Message version, it puts it like this: God, and I tell you, we've got to remind our hearts and emotions and thoughts about this. God can do anything. You know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all the millennia. Oh, yes. It says God can do anything, you know. Let's never forget that God has all the power. Recently in our house, we were installing a heater. We had a discussion about installing a heater. And the electrician we were speaking to had to go and do some tests and look at how much power that the heater needed and how much power the circuit in our house could handle. And he said, Phil, if we put this heater in, we're going to have to upgrade the circuit because that heater needs more power than your circuit can handle. You know, in life, there are times, there are situations, you might be in one of them right now, where you need a lot of power, where you are maxing out and you are struggling to find the strength, struggling to find the energy, struggling to find the purpose, and it's like you need a greater power source. And a lot of people go to look for their power in people, look for their power in money, look for their power in popularity, look for their power in themselves. And they always come up short. Why? Because there is only one that we can give all the power to, and that is God. In Romans 4, 20 to 21, speaking of Abraham, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. Abraham faced an impossible situation. Abraham faced a challenging situation. Abraham faced a biological, scientific problem, yet he was unwavering in his faith because he knew that all the power didn't belong to people, all the power didn't belong to himself, but he kept on giving the power to God, and God did what God promised he would do. Number one, in your prayer life and in your praise life, you give God the kingdom. You are king. You're in control. You give him the power. You are able. You are willing. You are all powerful in my life. And lastly, we give God the glory. We give God the glory. Psalm 45, 17 says, I will make your name famous from now on, so people will praise you forever and ever. There are lots of people who pride themselves on making their own name famous. They pride themselves on the number of likes, the number of views, the number of followers, the number of people that they have influence over, and their life's ambition, their life's mission is to get their name famous, and they seek the glory for themselves. And you know what? That glory will always end up going nowhere. But there are people, I want to encourage you today, who have got to that point and realized that glory for ourselves and making our name famous, it always amounts to something shallow and something hollow and something counterfeit. Why? Because we are designed not to give the glory to ourselves, but we're called to give the glory to God. Friends, I want to encourage you to make Jesus' name famous. Make Jesus' power known. Make Jesus' compassion experienced. That in your life, in your family, in your career, in your workplace, in your health life, in your connection and community and impact, in your whatever circumstance and sphere you are in, remember that there is something on your life to give the glory to God. Hey, people will be raised up and people are given a great platform and people are given incredible influence, and we should rise up and step up and walk through every open door that God gives us. But remember that at the end of the day, there is one name that is going to get the glory forever and ever, and that's the wonderful name of Jesus. Hey friends, today I encourage you that in your prayer life to remember to keep the powerful dynamic of praise was so strong. To Lord, that Lord, I'm not just asking you for things as you should. Lord, I'm not just asking you to do things as you should, but you are also giving him the kingdom, the power, and the glory, because all of eternity, in all of heaven, that's what's going to be going on. In heaven, for all eternity, all of us and all the angels are going to be giving God the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, if you don't yet know Jesus, it's your way into that atmosphere. It's your way into that freedom. It's your way into that peace. God doesn't say you got to fix up your life. You got to deal with your mess. You've got to fix up your relationships. You've got to make up for all of your mistakes. He says, I get it. I know that everyone falls short, and I'm not holding up a religious standard over your life that you've got to fix and you've got to deal with and you've got to get right, because he knows that we will keep making mistakes. He says, be honest in your heart that you've got sin, a mess, you've got problems, and come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I ask you for your forgiveness. I need your grace. I need your peace. I need your love. And Jesus, being Jesus, won't condemn, won't expose, won't finger point, but he will embrace and offer you forgiveness and grace. And that's the Christian gospel message. It's not one of religion. It's not one of fix up. It's not one of standards. It's certainly not one of performance. It is one of grace, embrace, and forgiveness. And friends, if you don't know Jesus, and today you need to get your life right with him, I want to pray with you. Maybe you once have known Jesus, but for whatever reason you've walked away and you need to get your heart and soul right with Jesus, I want to pray for you today. If you need to be included in this prayer, I ask you to join in with me as I pray today. Lord, I thank you for those who need to get their lives right with you for again or for the first time. I thank you for forgiveness to forgive their hearts of their sin. I thank you for your peace, grace, and love in the wonderful name of Jesus, that their hearts and lives would never be the same again. Amen. Hey, congratulations if you prayed that prayer. Make sure you let our team know. For us all, honestly, this has been a privilege to journey with you through the Lord's Prayer as we discover how Jesus teaches us to pray like this. Today, I hope that you would grab a hold of praise, and that praise would be powerful. Praise would be a dynamic in your life that would really lift your heart, lift your soul, no matter what you're facing. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.